This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Turkey on the last stop of what you might call her outreach trip. She's been trying to demonstrate that the Obama administration is willing to test the waters with countries like Syria and Iran. And last night, she broke the ice with Russia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that story.
The setting was on neutral ground, a dinner at a hotel in Geneva. Secretary Clinton, hoping for a fresh start in U.S.-Russian relations, came bearing a gift for Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, a plastic red button with the word reset in English and Russian.
We worked hard to get the right Russian word. Do you think we got it?
You get it wrong.
I got it wrong.
It should be перезагрузка.
Ah.
And this says перегрузка, which means overcharged.
Her aides promised to fix the mistake during the dinner, jokingly asking reporters if anyone had a label-making device equipped with a Russian spell checker. And the secretary managed to turn the mistake into a message.
In a way, the word that was on the button turns out to be also true. We are resetting, and because we are resetting, the minister and I have an overload of work.
At their joint news conference, she said she and Lavrov are both very practical people and came up with a work plan for the two countries to be leaders in nuclear security that will include talks on how to replace the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty before it expires.
We intend to have an agreement by the end of the year. This is of the highest priority to our governments. I believe we will be instructed by both of our presidents to make sure we do have an agreement, and we're going to get to work immediately.
U.S. officials speaking privately said they noticed a big difference in tone. U.S.-Russian relations were in a very bad place when President Barack Obama was sworn in, one official explained, adding that the Russians even recognized that the relationship had gone too far off the tracks. Lavrov, who had a notoriously bad relationship with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, was asked whether the dinner in Geneva put U.S.-Russian ties, at least on a personal level, on a better footing. He spoke through an interpreter.
I do hope Hillary would agree with me. The question is quite easy to answer. I venture to say that we have a wonderful personal relationship.
Still, Lavrov defended Russia's planned sales of missiles to Iran, an issue Clinton raised with him, and both sides are still trying to work through differences over missile defense. One U.S. official said they want Russia to help reduce the Iranian threat, not just show goodwill. And if the threat is reduced, the Obama administration has suggested it may not push to install missile defenses in Poland and the Czech Republic. Foreign Minister Lavrov seems to be responding well to the overtures.
We very much appreciate that the President Obama's administration, in the course of a comprehensive review of the Iranian policy, is prepared to listen to other countries, including to Russia.
Whether the improved atmospherics can translate into cooperation remains to be seen. President Obama is expected to have his first face-to-face meeting with his Russian counterpart on the sidelines of an international conference in London early next month. As for Clinton, she's wrapping up her week-long trip in Turkey, trying to overcome some of the lingering problems in that relationship left over from the Bush administration and the war in Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Ankara.